this is probably it's our last quarterly report that we are going to present before this parliament. And it is our intention. We have made a clear programming that we must have a debate on it. The chairperson should not only report, but there should be a debate on in the report, as I indicated that probably it is the last report. Secondly, Tuesday has been scheduled for our debate, but programming is sitting now. They will confirm to us after the meeting, but they did make the commitment that they will include us in Tuesday's debate. Thirdly, we have the report. And I would like us to take this approach that the community secretary takes us through the report. Mm-hmm. Then we focus on findings and recommendations so that at least by the time some members leave, we would have agreed on the findings and recommendations and adopted the report so that when we make changes, there would not be changes that can have an impact on what the outcome should be. So that's the approach that I'm proposing for us to take. So I will start. The community secretary will have to take us through the report. Then we'll take it from there. Karen?
Good morning, members. The report, obviously, I think it's fairly familiar with it. All the underlined items are the items that have been amended since the last time the committee considered the report. So it's in light of the committee's concerns that were raised, I think it was last week, Tuesday, and obviously also in respect to the hearings that were conducted. So, as a suggestion, I would just look at the amendments. The amendment in the introduction, second paragraph, is trying to capture the members' sentiments with regards to overall view of spending in the quarter and the reference to the state of the nation and the imperative of business unusual. I'm not sure if that captures exactly what the member sentiments were, but I've tried to incorporate that. If I could perhaps just go, you'll see, I mean, there are changes throughout the document, but mostly focused on transfers and capital expenditure. There is an additional paragraph on the current expenditure on housing. That's on page 7. There are amendments elsewhere in the document. Page 4, you'll see there were queries raised by the committee in respect of interest on land, financial transactions, and unauthorized expenditure. The committee, the researchers wrote to Treasury to try and seek explanations for those expenditures, and that's, I try to simply capture that in a paragraph. I must also just alert the committee in respect of the Department of Public Services and Administration. Treasury initially responded to us saying that they would need to consult with the DPSA in terms of their unauthorized expenditure. The researchers received a response very late last night from the department. Which explains that. So that last sentence may well change, and I think maybe the researchers could come on board just to explain what the position in relation to that is.
Yes. But before you come in, that completes the briefing.
Page 4.
The briefing when you come in.
Thank you, Chair. So moving on to transfers and subsidies, that's from page 7 onwards. You'll see there's a paragraph on page 8, the first paragraph, which is just a short reflection on grant expenditure. Maybe just to highlight that the grants there that I mentioned, community library services grants, etc., are those grants are continually a problem. They were the same grants that were referenced in the committee's fourth quarter report. Then there's obviously a paragraph added at the bottom. To do with the Department of Communications. The top paragraph on page 9 deals with the issue of the discrepancies in information between the department and the Auditor General, and the committee may want to see if that captures the and has the tone that the committee wants in terms of its engagement with the department. The second paragraph deals more generally with the state-owned enterprises and makes reference to the continuing concerns over state interventions and the need for state support. I would also like to just alert the committee to the last sentence of the second paragraph, which references there have been recently developments restructuring into the South African Airways and the Land Bank, obviously with the Minister of Finance being designated in that regard. So that I thought was relevant, and I just inserted the last sentence in that paragraph. The third paragraph is to do with transfers to foreign governments, and that was one of the queries the committee had, and what we've the response there is summarized from the response from National Treasury in that regard. In terms of capital payments, page 11 and 12, on page 11 there's a paragraph at the bottom on the Department of Transport, and the committee requested that the rewrite to the Department of Transport, Arts and Culture and Labour regarding the capital expenditure. You'll see there are some of the worst performing departments. The Department of Transport has subsequently responded, and that response is with your set of documents, a two-pager. So that's included in there. Unfortunately, Labour and Arts and Culture haven't yet responded, and that sentence, that position is noted on the top of page 12. The next paragraph on page 12, the substantial addition is for the Department of Public Works when the committee had a hearing. So I tried to capture all the concerns and challenges in as succinctly as possible in one paragraph, and that maybe the committee would like to just look at that. The last paragraph, just to do another query the committee had with respect to cultivated assets. There was so that's also Treasury input there, and we've captured that as well. In terms of findings and recommendations, there were obviously quite a number of changes recommended, and I hope that I've captured them clearly. In terms of the findings on page 12 and 13, the first finding you'll see on page 13, it goes on from page 12, tries to capture the general finding, the first one. The second one deals more specifically with the current expenditure. The third with transfer, and the last with capital. And again, the committee may want to look at how those are phrased and so on. The recommendations obviously flow from the findings, so they deal with the different, different aspects of expenditure. I would also just like to alert the committee to recommendation 3, and the fact that we found on the internet there's recently a cabinet meeting, called a press briefing. And the Minister of Public Service Administration presented this document. It's also in your pack, and there's some, I think, very interesting issues raised, because the committee constantly raises the issue of vacancies, of personnel, and filling critical posts. And in the 5th of August, the Minister's address, she actually spoke to those very issues. So I've obviously looked at this and tried to, perhaps not reflected, but obviously use this as a source document. So that means, in summary, just some of the changes. Thank you.
Yes, thanks very much. Any addition?
Yes, thanks, Professor. As the committee secretary has indicated, that in page 4, there were some queries that were made by the members. With regard to those queries, we have received responses from the National Treasurer. In the table on the last item, there was a query there with regard to unauthorized expenditure of the 15,000. Then what the National Treasurer is saying is that this was an incorrect expenditure allocation that was corrected in June. Yes. Which was corrected also in June and July. But apparently, what they are saying is that it should have been allocated to a fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Instead, and resulted from a case, it resulted from a case of no show at the hotel. So therefore, the case is still under investigation. So what they are saying is that if the official is found guilty, the expenditure will be charged against the official's account. So it was wrongly recorded at the first place under unauthorized expenditure, because the unauthorized expenditure takes into account the theft and losses.
Mm.
So it's misleading in nature.
Mm.
But with regard to this explanation, it's clear that it was a fruitless expenditure. And also, with regard to the interest and rent of land, which was also queried, we've received the response, but also that response is inadequate, because the National Treasurer said it hasn't received any response from the dwarf. But this happened, this was an under expenditure from Department of Water Affairs. So the National Treasurer has requested this information, so the Department hasn't yet responded on that. But we have indicated in the quarter letter. So what we're going to say, we're going to take out the last line of the second paragraph in page 4, which says the committee had made the inquiries and is awaiting explanation. And instead, the what we call the responses that you have presented as the position of what is it that you are saying with regard to the explanation. Then on the second item, which is the 3.4 billion, my colleague will assist me in terms of the financial transaction and assets and liabilities. There was a query there also from the members. So my colleague will assist me.
Where is that? I think it's
still on page 4. Under financial transaction and assets and liabilities. So there was a query there.
Yes, I think around that particular 3.4 million rand, I think it could have just why did we enter an expenditure but it was not budgeted amount. But the thing is that amount, you know, it was not budgeted for, but it's because of the expenditure that was incurred.
Okay.
That is because of the expenditure that was incurred, you know, around the issues of the certain losses and the other two expenditures. And the nature of that expenditure on its own cannot be estimated in advance, but further details were not provided as to from which department you see those expenditures emanated, and also there was no breakdown as to what items were stolen, because they cite here the reason of certain losses and the other expenditure. I think it's something that maybe we still need to follow up with the National Treasurer, because they didn't provide adequate information around it.
Are we saying it's
irregular? Yes, I think it's a certain losses and irregular expenditure, the commission of the two.
And the assets amount. Yeah.
Yeah, it's under the financial transaction and assets and liabilities. So I think it was not properly recorded as we see.
Yeah. Okay. Let me start with Mr. Gumede.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The issue of theft falls under irregular expenditure, because by definition in the PSLA, irregular expenditure is expenditure that is illegally or out of the law or something like that. So now I wonder why now this is classified as financial transaction and assets and liabilities rather than having another line item, which is irregular expenditure, or irregular and fruitless expenditure, rather than put it as financial transactions with assets and liabilities, because it tends to hide irregular expenditure. I think that has to be corrected somewhere by someone. According to the definition of the PSLA, you may have different definitions in other countries, but in our country, definitely.
Thanks, Honorable Member, Mr. Kinyaman.
But I'm pretty much being covered. But I wanted to just find out, has there been an actual response from Treasury, a written response before the taking up of Treasury? And have they actually given a written response? Because it would be helpful as well to, whatever they put in as their response, to actually include that.
Yes.
I think that's what the response around that. But what they failed to do is to identify to which department it incurred those kind of expenditures. It's something that we're saying we still have to follow up, because we received this response just yesterday. I think that's
yesterday. No. Yeah, but what he wants to know is The reasons that you are giving.
Yes.
Is it in written form?
Yes, it's in written form.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be, the view is that it should be part of our report. Because, I mean, it's through our questions that something was wrongly classified and now we can get the truth. Yeah. You wanted to make an addition?
No, ma'am, I'm covered. I wanted to come in with that statement that it's wrongly captured.
Yeah.
Wrongly classified.
Yeah.
I indicated that when we have a meeting with the hospital and also my colleagues, that it's misleading in a way.
Yeah.
So I think we need to follow up with Robert.
Yeah. But it should be clearly indicated that it is through our interaction.
Yes.
You see. So that it's not yeah.
Chair, mine's a small point. I think that both the researchers have already indicated they have an explanation, but what they don't have is the specificity of it, saying that which department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, although this may not be here right now, it may have been useful for one of the researchers to contact Treasury telephonically to get that information now, today. Now, failing that information coming today, but coming tomorrow, I see no reason, a technical reason, why if it's not in the report that has to be filed because of deadline, but we've indicated that we're still pursuing these, which department, there's no reason why the chair couldn't, in her report to Parliament, indicate that following the closure of this response arrived, and give it. Am I right, Comrade Committee? You know, the technical response is, we need to get it. So we need to make every effort, because I think a blanket indication that we don't know which department, now the finger goes everywhere, instead of where it should be going.
I think not what I think, but I can see members are nodding their heads in agreement with you. Yeah. Ms. Robinson? You are definitely correct. Let me give Mr. Sneeman.
Okay.
Small
request. That once whatever information they get,
I think it's not a problem. But from your side, Ms. Schwab. Then, anything on... But I said the approach would be, let's start with funding.
Yeah.
Unless if there are questions that you want to ask. Because remember, we talked about this thing on the basis that the researcher had to make an addition.
Yeah. Has the researcher finished yet?
Yeah, he has. Or are there any other additions?
No, I am done.
Let's go to the findings. But I think in the introduction we need to indicate that we called Public Works and Communications. That's actually for us.
Yes,
Ms. Scott.
Okay. although, as we said again, we have 30 findings, in making the findings, we clearly would have needed to extract from the text, as it were, and this is having a slight problem.
Okay.
We, as you indicated, we did engage communications in public books. And some serious findings arose out of there, and some of them don't appear to be reflected in the report. I say this because it would be useful if we raise it now just to learn if we somehow overlooked it in our reading. But four of the things which come to mind is the whole rental issue and the assets and liabilities issue. Now, the rental issue, I was just trying to confirm which one of those departments had the serious rental type issue. Because we do make a reference to rentals, but we always say who's got a major problem. And as I said, the other one was on the assets and liabilities, which we came out very strongly on. The other issue which we came out, which doesn't appear to be reflected here, are on the invoices. These huge delays in invoicing, you know, and it's not reflected here. The other thing is this problem of suspense accounts, that when funding is in a suspense account, it's not classified as expenditure. And one department may be delaying that. In an example is the public works issue or communication or housing, where housing has to hold that money in the suspense, and communication has delayed the program in some way, and so it is now underspent, but it should have been spent if communications have done their job, you know, and vice versa. So, you know, in the findings, one would have wanted to note some of these things, but they're not directly noted in the report. So I wonder if we could have a comment to you on the chairperson just in that regard from our researchers and secretary.
Pardon, I wouldn't want to go into detail, but in the case of whether it's covered, where is it covered, you know, that if it's covered, we can quickly go and check.
Okay, the issue of the suspense account is covered on page 6 under the Department of Foreign Affairs, and you'll see there's a footnote there as well, number 2, which also references the Department of Housing. So that covers that issue, I think, quite well. In terms of the issues raised by the committee in respect of, I think, the Department of Public Works was the major culprit in respect of the issues of interest on land, as well as asset management, as well as the delayed invoicing. And you'll see that on page 12, in the second paragraph, it's a pretty longish paragraph, the second half of that paragraph, the first half talks about some of the promises issues arising from the interaction. The second part, if you like, talks about some of the concerns. I'm not sure that that captures all the concerns, as I said, I'm trying to keep it succinct.
Yeah.
But, ma'am, I do take note of your concern that these issues aren't specifically captured in the findings. We could easily add them. My only concern, I mean, obviously I was thinking of this when I was drafting it, is that the findings of my attempt is to be general, because our committee is obviously looking at government as a whole. So I try to keep the findings and recommendations on a fairly general level, but obviously the substance of the report deals with detail. But I could easily add those under one of the findings issues in respect to those two departments, because I think that there are many other departments where the committee has problems as well.
Yeah, but remember we said that our approach, I think in the previous meeting, we said our approach will be focused. Although we give a general report, but we should also be focused so that the departments that are concerned would know that this is what we have found out with regards to them. So you must be specific in that case. That's why we call it two departments. Any other thing that we think should be included? Although I was not present, during the hearing, but I thought that there would be issues coming out, especially out of communication. I have noted somewhere, because I thought it doesn't reflect, on page 9, at the top, where it says the last, that paragraph at the top, Mm-hmm. It says that the committee also noted serious discrepancies between the department and the auditor general in respect of certain audit findings.
Mm-hmm.
And were these, because it says such, okay, were these discrepancies or was the committee, not the committee, department making allegations? Because if it's discrepancies, it means that something wrong between the auditor general and the department. But if it's allegations that the department, the way I got the report, is that the department did not assist the auditor general in doing its findings. So can I be clarified on that? Mr. Schneema?
That's it. My understanding is that the common communication is, well, they never said that the AU officers, the AU did not assist. They were contradicting everything. Yeah, anything that we read that was in the AU's report, they contradicted.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that, in fact, what they basically said was that the person who was sent conduct the audit didn't actually understand.
They knew nothing.
They didn't understand and they didn't know how to depart from the
audit.
That was simply the basis on which they were disputing the AG's report. So, I'm not so sure if it was discrepancy. I'm not sure what wording you would use, but that was my thing. I don't know.
Honourable Fox?
A little chairperson said before, you know, we must be cautious in how we ought to reflect things, and I say this because the chair has indicated publicly a very serious matter cast aspersions on the Auditor General's office. And, you know, colloquially, I would call these wild allegations, but of course now we're writing a report, you know, go down to posterity and one thing and another. So one is trying to reflect almost objectively what the situation was. It is certainly true that clear statements were made about the lack of knowledge that the people from the Auditor General had. You know, there no understanding whatsoever. That was made over and over again. The second thing was that, in the opinion of the department, the Auditor General could have been asking for things more clearly, because things were there, purely their keys were overseas. Everything was there. But the problem with that statement is that departments are well aware when the Auditor General is arriving. They don't just pitch, like the Scorpions may have done. There's advance announcement, and does it suit you these days? So if the department could not leave the keys with other people below them, then the relevant person with the keys should have been there to make documentation available. So rather than saying the Auditor General hadn't assisted them, I would have put it the other way around, that they were not available to respond to questions and clarifications that were required when there was missing documentation. You know, and as a result of that, discrepancies arose. Now, sure, they are correct in some instances, in some of the areas. One or two, it's quite true that the Department of, what do you call them, Geraldine's Department, Public Administration, has certain information and they are accountable for that. That is correct. And therefore, in their opinion, the Auditor General should have known that and shouldn't have even bothered to have asked that question or noted it. On the other hand, discrepancies arose because the Auditor General's person was relying on information at hand, can I put it that way, without being able to verify it from locked cabinets. So what do you call that? It is a discrepancy. The Auditor General's information, as it turned out, well, when I say as it turned out, according to the department, is wrong, because of the information which they didn't see in the locked drawer in which they were not given. Now, what do you call that? You hear what I'm saying, you know?
Okay.
So you would be in a best position to advise us chairperson now knowing the facts. But I don't think they should have gone on a wild allegation approach.
Yeah. First thing, honorable boss. When departments, for instance, in our case, we need information. If they don't give us information, they haven't given us information.
Mm-hmm.
They can have it, but if they don't give it to us, the fact is they have not given us information. When the Auditor General has to go and audit, there's an audit plan, they know exactly when is the Auditor General coming. So if they don't provide the documents to the Auditor General and they decide to lock the information up in one office or whatever, that is not the fault of the Auditor General. They know very well when is the Auditor General coming. So I don't think it's a discrepancy. They were just defending themselves. But in my view, it's not a discrepancy. They know well in advance. And like I'm saying, for now, imagine the information that we have discovered now about fruitless expenditure. I mean, it's not a discrepancy between us and National Treasury or the department. It's not a discrepancy between us. Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify that one, that in my view, it is not a discrepancy. The department has not done its work. But we see how to phrase it. But it's not, like I say, it's not a discrepancy. Yeah, that's how it is. And actually, you must also remember, in our workshop with the Auditor General, the Auditor General has been taking the departments on board in terms of performance auditing. They've been taken on board, and even the ones that have been piloted, they've been taken on board, they engage with the Auditor General. So these are not the things that they can use to cast aspersions like the coach has indicated on the office of the Auditor General. Yeah. So we will have to correct that one, Perrin.
Thank you, Chair. One of his comrades, the Honourable Delaney, has suitable phrasing for us to capture that. Yeah.
No, we can do that at a later stage, as long as you all agree that it is not a discrepancy.
Okay, well, I must agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. Perrin?
I'm just taking on board what you're saying, but I just have a concern. I understand it's a fairly sensitive issue for one or two reasons. So I wonder if you would say that to rephrase it, I'm going to do it in conjunction.
Yeah.
That's the word for one.
Yeah. Okay. Any other thing?
Well, actually, I don't know if this is the point. You see, Chairperson, I would like for you to respond to one of the comments made by the Secretary. You see, I don't think the idea in findings is to get too general. I think in the findings, where we know of things, we may not know of everything.
Can I just stop you? I have already indicated that that's the approach we have taken long ago. Yeah. So we must go to those specific where we feel this is what we want to be included in the finding. Yeah. If I just wanted to
close
you
I'm
on that one,
that.
Come with
I'm
the specific.
Yeah. I'm happy to.
Okay. Okay. Can I be clarified about in the undersea cable? The discussion on the undersea cable? Yes, Honorable Schneeman?
No, Chair. I mean, the point I raised was that there have been reports about the name. So when they had it in their report, in their presentation, is the point as to whether it's going to have an impact on the spending of the department. Their response was that, firstly, they don't know any such relation, they've never heard of it. Secondly, was that the department is not responsible for any funding. They simply are there, they serve on different bodies, they're overseeing the thing, and they have representation. I was tempted to ask though whether anybody actually goes to that meeting, given their high vacancy rate. But it doesn't actually have any impact. There's no budget allocation from the department.
So the impression is it's a private funded project.
You see, I clarified that, Chair, with them after the Honourable Schneeman was pursuing it, because his treasury was, the figures didn't reflect what was being said either. And then that was when they were saying, well, a lot of this, of course, is steered by the department, but it's outsourced. But within my understanding of outsourcing now, doesn't that require transfer of cash? You know, this didn't add up, you see. No, they said no, they steered it. It's not done in the department, it's outsourced. But then you still need to transfer funding. So their problem was, you know, I think it was what do you call it, FinTech, who were probably doing this, is that at the time of all of these things, because it's related to the point Treasury made here, not all the information had been available for detailed allocation, which is why they then asked for a fresh business plan and why they say they underspent, because they didn't give the money over or transfer it over, because it conflicted with the earlier simple business plan that FinTech had handed them. Simple business plan, and now the expanded business plan required much higher injections. Hence, the delay or the freezing of that transfer led to an underspending there. That was according to them. I don't know if the Honourable Schneeman wants to comment further on that, but there was no reason, they had no exact reason for the delay, other than that business plan.
But I think I must remind you, members, in one of the budget votes today, the minister indicated that they are investing in this kind of cable. And I believe that if you invest, it means you are putting some funds into the project. And if the money transferred to FinTech, that's why we are interested in knowing what happens to the transferred funds. Whether, if you outsource, but the funding, you must fund that outsourcing, that project. If you outsource it to somebody else to do it. But maybe Mr. Wayne can assist.
Yeah, I think I can clarify that place where there are currently two on the three cases. One by the Department of Communication, that's the CECOM project. That's the private one. It's not really the outsource, but it's got a lot of stakeholders, at least 13 or 16 stakeholders from different countries. And that's what's delaying it, because each stakeholder is looking at its own interest, and it becomes very difficult for that to actually lead and finalize the final a happy solution for everyone. Okay, so that's a CECOM project, and that's exactly the reason why DOT was having problems with the Department of Public Enterprises, where DP has decided to go ahead with its own cable with Infraco. When I was co-chairing the Infraco board, what happened was, we said to them that Infraco should be used primarily for training up domestic cables to the rural area, because that's the only reason why we want to start SOE competing in the IT sector. Otherwise, why the hell should we waste state money and create another competitor? It's already a competitor. So at the time, everyone agreed, you know, that should be Infraco's mandate. After we established Infraco, they never came to committee again. And what happened is, when I was at the, when we started the public hearing, they said the under CKA board will be a second phase after we have make sure that our rural areas have been covered. But now, since May this year, DP has already engaged with private outsiders and been outsourcing the undersea cable. In fact, they plan to construct the cable from July already, but obviously the agreement was not done yet. And the problem with that one is DP doesn't have the money or the funding available for infrastructure to build the undersea cable. That's a few billion US dollars project. What happens was they engaged National Treasury without the Conferral Committee Communication and other enterprises. So the National Treasury had agreed to issue guarantees for InfraCo to borrow money abroad.
What's the special adjustment?
And that's the problem, because now we have engaged or committed our fiscus without actually engaging Parliament. And that was what our portfolio was not very happy about. And but the last we heard, the minister already signed an agreement with the private party. So I don't know how the whole thing is going to turn out, because now it was under special, I think it was agreed by cabinet. So it was not a, obviously it's not an individual decision, but we were just wondering how is that, how are we going to sustain two cables, one being on the west coast with InfraCo and one being on the east coast. And surely the cable should be administered under communication, because it is a cable. But so why is DP encroaching on communications territory? That's another question that we should answer. And how is that going to pressurize our budget in terms of future cash outflow? But what DP says is the InfraCo under the cable is going to be much faster, because at the moment only four stakeholders, it's easier to conclude an agreement. But then the problem is Department of Communication needs to give authorization for the landing site of the cable. And hey, that's another problem.
You know, thanks very much for the information. And you know, as you were speaking, it became clear to me that if we had a longer parliamentary term for this year, we would have to schedule a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises and Communications, so that we talk about these issues. It would have been important. But maybe myself and the week, we need to start informal interaction with those committees. Because one of public enterprises, these SOEs, they're giving us a headache. They're giving us a huge headache. And now this InfraCo and that two cables saving one purpose and committing a lot of money there. But let me take the last matter. I don't want us to dwell much on the issue. We'll have to talk, myself and the whip, how can we, and the co-chair, what can we do in that regard?
But she was the speech.
Yeah, let me first give Mr. Schneeman.
Point that I'm really going to raise, I don't feel it's difficult, but I don't think it's communicating with the teacher.
Yeah.
Really, you know. Because what they tried to do in that hearing is make us look like stupid idiots. That we just sit there, looking at the stars and try and read something from the stars. That's true.
It's actually very
serious.
Yeah.
The thing is to that. But I couldn't remember the newspaper, but I think it's important.
Yeah.
But I do think that the issue of the funding, it does need to be
looked
at. Now, you were saying in terms of parliamentary calendar, but I mean, I know that committees are allowed to.
Yeah, and
So I think maybe what you should be saying is the result of the Lochi and the Whitney, you should try and establish, is there funding coming from the state for these two cases? And if there is funding from the state, because I know it's a methane project, the West Coast one, the East Coast one, the one that's coming from London.
Not go much into that. But what needs to be reflected in the report is that the department denies the fact that there is a delay with that undersea cable. They denied it, and the committee has information that he's a member of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
He sits in that committee. He has that information. The Portfolio Committee on Communication has that information.
Yeah.
So it should be reflected. You see, that's why earlier on I had a problem about the term discrepancies with the auditor general.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are denying what is a fact.
Yeah.
But I didn't want us to go much into it.
Except the one point you've made, Chair, if we were to link that to the number three finding, you know, because the reality is they indicate that they do now have sufficient funds for this, which is again contrary to what we may be hearing today. And our view is that there was still a funding problem, number one. And number two, the view was that they were talking about when this would be ready. And yet, on their own admission, the project hadn't fully started, you see. And I think there's no reason why we shouldn't put in our findings that given the time constraints and other problems, the committee is not convinced that projected time frame is on track, or that sufficient funding is on track. That's what we got from the, you know, from our engagement. And I think in terms of the InfraCo one, there's no reference to it here, fair enough.
Mm.
But there is a reference in the other documents that the researchers made available to us about InfraCo. And it clearly refers there to case. So we can raise a concern without taking fully into account what Mr. Wong may have said here, that a further concern is the duplication of work by InfraCo and Semtech on the fiscus. You know, that is a further concern. And those documents are available. I think you said you got them from Treasury, the researchers are, or whatever. Yeah, they're public documents. So through you, Chair, one would like to be more specific, indicate that with Semtech. It's unfortunate that we can't go further at this stage.
Mm.
But in here, I do think we need to note that the committee intends pursuing this before the end of the year in an engagement with the department, the relevant department, and entity. I think we should note that here to enable us to move forward.
And we must also write, like Mr. Schneeman has proposed,
yes,
write to the DG. I think the DG and the minister. The DG and the minister.
Yeah. Tell her we've got a TV here she can come on.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the findings. Anyway, we started with the findings. Any other place where we want to make some comments or additions? Findings and recommendations, Mr. Schneeman?
Just in terms of finding number 3 and 13, talk about the concerns, reports, delays, outstanding
shouldn't it be, because, I mean, surely these things should have been done before the financial. So I'm just wondering whether we shouldn't be making some sort of comment here.
Mm.
That, in fact, you know, such business plans should be completed before the start of the financial year.
Mm. No. You're correct. But you must make reference to this. Yes, Mr.
And this one, number one, though, you know, when we start off with, of course, we have managed to increase in one to another. Then we move to number 13, page 13, where we begin to speak, or rather, sorry, still on page 12, while we're talking about the aggregate expenditure increase relative to this, although some changes were noted in actual spending and the variances. I think rather than talk about certain departments and this kind of thing, I think the point made is that this, well, on the aggregate side, many of the departments were okay, you know, as you grouped everything together. Our concern was on sub-programs, that on certain sub-programs, and there was high under-expenditure, although in the aggregate thing, it flattened out, you see. And that's where the problem comes with aggregate. And I think we always try and make that clear. Yes, the aggregate, you could say one could be reasonably happy with. However, this masks the underspending in certain critical sub-programs. That's the issue.
And actually, Honorable Sub, that first portion, which is not underlined, on page 13,
yeah,
finding two, it shouldn't be there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because we have said we have outgrown that space.
Yes.
Where we used to say, generally, this is how they have spent, and we have moved, we've grown beyond that space. That's why we are now specific to say this department did not spend well. This one did not spend because of 1, 2, 3. Yeah. So that let's remove that one, Karen.
But maybe we could bring in the vacancy rate on.
No, I'm saying the one that is not underlined.
Oh yes.
Yeah. But the one on the vacancies is relevant.
But also again, certain departments, 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. You guess what? Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay. Any other thing?
No.
You must remember, members, we said we are not only interested in whether they have spent or not. What have they spent on?
Uh-huh.
Was their value for money? That's what we are interested in. Honorable Schneeman? Yes, you can go to recommendations. I have said you can take them at the same time.
Recommendation number 3. Fine. But it's pretty much a repeat of what you said on page 5. I'm not too sure whether we look at what's on page 5 very much.
Yeah,
and I'm not too sure whether that's really helpful that we just use it twice.
Okay. What do you think?
We shouldn't be on page 5 just protecting our concerns.
Yeah.
About the high vacancy rate. Take out the detail in page 5 and leave it as a position. In fact, it should actually be in the finding. So it should be a finding.
Yes.
Yes, they know this thing. There is about the vacancy rate, and then you've got the recommendation. That would be my suggestion. I don't know.
Yeah. No, what I want is, let us say, what do you want there? And 3.
The recommendation I'm happy with.
Oh, you're happy with?
Page 5.
Okay.
Page 5.
Yeah. Okay. but the recommendation is 5. I've seen it's a recommendation. Honorable Fox?
You see, this is where I think that we could be more specific on the department here in the actual text because we engaged with them. So therefore, in this engagement, when we talk about vacancy rate around this, and it could make an example of the chronic high vacancy rates, which reflected in our engagement with communication, who has agreed to return to, has agreed to send a written report to the committee indicating when they, highlighting the critical vacant posts and when they intend filling them. Currently, the information the committee has is that it is X, whatever the X is. So that you do change that whole paragraph on page 5 just to link into some of our actual findings. And then we could come, because it is among other departments, of course, and then if we come to the findings, of course, as well, we want some reference to vacancies now as well. Yes. That we added in under 2. Okay. So when we go to the recommendation, if we go with what you have suggested, Comrade Chair, which I think follows on what Honourable Freeman was saying, we keep 3 as it is, with one respect, we also actually add in that department's name yet again. Because the Department of Communications, their lack of capacity, I mean, the delay in all the centric is linked to the stakeholders and the fact that they don't have sufficient expertise in that department. So that's a suggestion. Otherwise, if we leave centric out, I mean, some departments feel that they're constantly being labeled. Who are these renegade departments? There are few of them, and it's nothing.
Okay, thanks, Honourable Member. You are welcome, Mr. Clark.
Thank you for your time, late.
Now we got the apology. And I want us to pick up pace.
But Chair, we have another point as well. That is a comment on that one that we've already done.
When
it's coming, on the findings per se, I want to ask you a question, Chair, first. In our findings, now in the recommendations, we're going to highlight the critical stuff, the things that they had better address or else, am I right? In the findings, are our findings generated as a result of queries, concerns, but insufficient knowledge about really what it is, if you know what I mean? We can't put our finger on it yet, but we know this. Is that what the findings are? Because they can't be the same as recommendations. That's my question. You see, I mean, it's either a recommendation, or are we going to use the recommendations and generate them from the findings?
If you can see a little bit of this.
Oh, is that the...
Parents, come and have a seat, they'll help you. All right, continue on.
No, I'm asking you, Chair, when we generate the recommendations, the last thing we need is a refinement of the findings.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a similar point to what Honourable Schneeman has made about, are we not duplicating something? And I would have thought that our findings would have been on issues that we couldn't be too specific on the recommendation about. But we don't have enough information and we are concerned about this kind of thing. Like those cables, et cetera. We're not very clear on them, and they need to come back. But when we come to the recommendation, our information that we have is very clear. We know that this is a problem, and we want you to change it. And that's the point I'm making. So if you look at our recommendations here, Jay, you talk about this one about capacity constraints, which is already being referred to.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got capacity constraints in the main body, in the findings, and the recommendations. Do you see? And I'm only asking, is this the way we want to go? The other thing is on expenditure. We've got persistent planning and expenditure challenges, etc. We've already said that in the text. What do we want to do about it? At this point now, what we need to perhaps, and we're going to correct me, I'm sure, Chair, is this is the chronic problems experienced and poor planning and expenditure is one of the areas that amending the budget could directly address. You can say that. You can say that. It could. You're not saying we've got it yet. And departments will certainly, in the risk, you know, in the remaining part of the financial year, should review all their plans and bring them into line with their expenditure rate, cash flows. We need to tell them what to do, rather than to almost note it again. That's all I'm saying. The way we think, Treasury should fast-track that. We told them what to do. You follow, Chair? I don't know if I'm making myself clear. I'm saying that let's talk about persistent stuff. Let's tell them what to do and what we're going to do if they don't do it.
I've heard you, Honourable Fox. You're welcome, Honourable Ngobo. We are busy looking at the quarterly report, so you'll catch us on the way. And I'm happy that you had an interest to come and listen to what you are saying. What we need, Honorable Fox, you are right. And the recommendations is what we want to happen. This is what we want. The department, whether it's National Treasury, ETSA, communications, this is what we want them to do. But in the findings, for instance, this thing of undertaking, it's a finding. And if we want a certain action to be taken, that is where the recommendation comes in. That's how it is, Honorable Bob. And I'm just surprised that you asked me what we want there when you know what we want.
Rhetorical.
Yeah. I thought that you would ask, but you've been talking about vacancies and vacancies. What critical step are we taking? Because somebody who reads our report will see that no, these people are not serious. They don't even think. Every time they talk about one and the same thing. That's why it's important that under the recommendation. For instance, they've given the prevailing capacity constraint. That we have raised this issue many times. It's not the given capacity constraint. These capacity constraints, they can be addressed. You remember last year when the DG for transport said that no, they have a target, and they know that at least they will fill these ones, but if they can be at this level, what is that? If you recall very well, when they appeared before us, that's what she said. It's a matter of we must indicate that it's been raising this thing. As raised in our previous report. So it's clear that we are not raising it. We are not repeating the recommendations that we have dealt with previously. It's because the things are continuing and it's business as usual. Remember? Any further comments? You know, sometimes it's like JBC is rough with departments, but we've got to approve their budgets, and they know that there's nothing that we can do as Parliament. So we can't take any action.
Can I make but a proposal then to on
yeah.
that one? I want to suggest under the three, for example, taking into account the point made by the Honourable Chairman, but telling them what to do. Given that step, the JDC will require that every department present a critical skills plan and a skills job plan, because the presidency itself, I think it is the deputy president's department, is working in this area and has asked all departments to develop this, and it was supposed to be developed this year earlier. Now, can we have those plans? Because you can't fill posts without a plan. That's where the problem is. So we want the critical skills plan, and I think there's no harm in calling for this by the end of September. So I'll give them 6 weeks to give us the plan. So at least we've got it to have sight of. And then it will enable us to see whether they are serious about filling any of the posts. If they can't identify the difference between a skilled job and a critical skilled job, that we all have problems.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what we need to do there is obviously the plans they do have there. We take it, it's obvious because the president talked about it. So what do you want at the end of September? Actually, don't indicate September then. Or
I think you understand.
No.
Them.
Yeah.
The
let's indicate
September.
At the end of September, we want plans and a report on how far the plan has been implemented.
That's right.
Yes. And how far they are. Yeah. We want the action program and how far they are with the program. But I think it shouldn't be the ones that we have caught. It must be across all
that's
departments.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Across all departments, including national treasures. We start with it. Honorable Snema?
No, the Chair, I agree with this. You know, it's an ongoing
thing. Yeah.
But I think that whatever we're saying in here, let us refer and quote the Deputy President.
Yes.
Let us actually get
the issue.
Yeah, get the actual, where the President, Deputy President raised this.
Yeah.
It's actually quoted, so we actually refer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is there.
Thanks. You caught it. No? You are going to get those sections where they said it. Both the president and the deputy president. And remember, we said, parent, remember, even in the recommendation, I think somewhere you see where, based on its observations, you must also remember to quote the business unusual that the president emphasized. In the recommendation, this is the first quote. In the recommendations, in the findings that the business unusual was not heeded. Yeah. I saw somebody's hand. Yeah, Honorable Mathieu. Yeah.
And come back to me.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Comrade, yeah, Honorable Gumede?
No, we've passed through this one.
Okay. Is that right?
Thank you, Kirti. I just want to, obviously heard everything I've said. I just want to check whether, if you respect recommendation 3, there is a recommendation there at the end, in that paragraph, the last sentence, Department of Public Services submitted report apart before the end of September on progress of filling critical posts. Now, does that cover the discussion, or must it be more detailed in respect of the action plans and the various, in other words, the report that the department must submit, maybe it must be detailed and the committee may wish to specify. The other question I just have, just for clarity's sake, is in terms of the findings,
You know, there have been a number of comments made and discussions about the relationship with findings and the recommendations. Just for clarity's sake, because we limit the opportunity for members to look at the report before the table, so I'd like to get it perfect. But I'm obviously going to add as many specifics as I can in terms of the various departments that the committee engages in. So that's going to be my approach. I just want some clarity if that is exactly what the committee would like in terms of time. Thank you, John.
Before I give you honorable thoughts, one thing is, as a committee, we did not emphasize critical polls. We did not emphasize critical polls. We emphasized vacant polls. Because we said in some cases, it's polls that do not meet high skills, which are not filled. This is what we have been seeing, that it's not necessarily critical polls, but even polls which they don't even meet a postgraduate. Even cleaning. Remember that in some cases, come the MTBPS, you'll find that posts where people are supposed to clean offices are vacant. And these are some of the issues that we are referring to. So it's not critical posts there, but September, October must change to September. So that by the time the Minister of Finance presents the MTBPS, they will have responded to us. But at the same time, I am asking you, Honorable Sir, at the same time, I would also like us to look at the last recommendation, number 4. Give some thought to it. I'm saying, whilst I give you the opportunity to speak, other members should focus on this, whether we are happy or not. Honorable Sir?
Thank you. Whilst I agree with that we should look at critical posts, I think we should just on action program by all departments for all positions. Simply from the point of view that there's a lot of, we study with the 40% unemployment rate in South Africa. There's no way that we can't find people to actually work. If people want to work, so it's not possible. It's just, there's something slumped up on the go in my bench. The fourth recommendation, I would like to see that we start off something that looks like in place. The further refinement of the quarterly program and economic report should be concluded at the end of the second financial quarter, and specifically the inclusion of the alternative. In other words, I want that to be as instruction. It must be done. It's not to be welcome.
No.
That's why I say the further refinement, we start off by saying the further refinement of the quarterly program and economic report should be concluded at the end of the second financial quarter.
No, we don't. That's why I always say that let us not forget that we are not part of the department. We do oversight over the department. So those vacant posts, I think, would close it. I'm closing that one, Honorable Pap. Because we said that there are so many graduates who are roaming the streets. We've talked about it. I don't know how many times.
It's just that I wouldn't like to see us forgetting that point of view.
Which one?
Which you raised and everyone has, that it shouldn't just be public services who gives us it. It must be each department. We must get departmental specific. That's what I mean. You know, I'm happy closing scene as long as we get specific shit to the
thing.
But I wanted to talk on something else, Chair, and that was related to your point of four. To ask, is that not where we could? Because we're talking of a breakdown of expenditure, etc., and how the report could be refined, that when it comes to issues such as suspense accounts, is it possible to have this listed more clearly? We only seem to learn about it indirectly about the suspense accounts. And also on the other financial management instruments, and that is the issues such as regular invoicing and so on. You know, what is it called? A cash flow, credit control. Very basics in the cash flow management that they are not implementing and having an impact on sister departments, as it were, and on expenditure. If we could, I'm just asking if we could consider those. Is this the point that we could consider it at the shared services?
Yeah. You know, I think to be specific on the vacancies, the honorable thoughts, in the next, at the end of September, we need that report from National Treasury that all departments must submit to National Treasury so that it comes through one conduit. Because my fear is, or either DPSA. Let's say DPSA, so that all the reports are channeled to one department. Otherwise, it will be chaos if all of them have to go, have to send to us. I wonder why, what, which way should we do it? Should we say DPSA?
They'll blame someone else.
They'll blame someone else.
Shift the blame as always.
Okay. So they must eat. Oh. Now I understand.
That's
I understand your argument that they always blame someone.
Because
each one must submit. Yeah.
But they say that they got it wrong.
I know. No, it's fine. Let's put it that way, that all departments must submit to us by the end of September. Yes. Let me give Mr. Scott.
There's something which is not that.
Before I come to you, let me get comments on what Honorable Swart has raised. Fully support. What is the view of other members?
Yes,
Honorable Kimede.
Yes, Honorable. I think some way the question that we talked about for a million people, but just but somewhere in the
region. That's the meat, yeah.
I don't know whether we want to visualize it as because we don't have impact on jobs. Because small business is a medium business. According to the government program, some of the major contributors to job creation. I think now if there are actions or inactions in government that may them not function optimally, and some of them to collapse. Then it was to flag that for action.
Agreed, Chair.
Yeah. So you want to say something on Abu Mashiach?
I wanted to say something, but I wanted to say that
Clarence is on the book. Yeah. No, Clarence must come through me so that other members benefit.
Oh, yeah. Because it was definitely the information you received from concerning the correct analysis. You want to decide and then.
I remember. Yeah. Yeah. It has to do with public works. Yeah, public works by its own state property. It buys land, but before I because I want to close it, I just see Honorable Watchman's hand. Is it on the same matter?
On the matter that Robert Swart was raised.
Yeah.
Now, in the interaction with the public works,
yes.
In the report, we need to actually bring it out of this report to affect it, either on the finance plan.
Yes.
And that is the issue, the train thing. But we were engaging on this fight that they had.
Oh, yes.
They don't have the march fight, they have the fifth fight. So they've got a way of being a culprit of the march fight, called the quarter. But what they were telling us, I mean, it was the boss.
Yes.
And they were saying to us that in September they pay invoices for November. Okay? And the reason for the February part is that because in September there's only 1 or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And in January there's only 1 or 2 weeks. So the work for December is not paid in January, it's paid in February.
Yeah.
And we were trying to say, but hang on, what business? Tell us what business. Doesn't want their money. They invoiced you in September. Why aren't you paying in January? And they couldn't answer.
No, they
could not answer. They were telling us, no, that's the way they do it, they pay in February.
Everyone.
And I think this needs to be highlighted because it does have an impact on small businesses. If an LTA or a group file, you know, wants their whatever money is, maybe that's another story, but the bulk of these people that are affected are small people. And it's a similar thing.
Yeah.
Where it's just, I mean, obviously, well, that's probably because they're all elite, and that's what you just said up as
You know what you are saying, members? That's why we had to recommend to National Treasury that cash flow projections must be made available.
Yeah.
Because in your cash flow projection, if you know that it will be 2 weeks in December, the funds that you are going to spend must be less in December. We must see, we won't have a problem. We must see that you are going to pay less. And even in January, because it's 2 weeks. But why should you suddenly, when it's not in the cash flow projection, that in February the spending will be high? Why should it be suddenly high? I mean, that's the issue that we are raising. And the department cannot answer us. It can't answer us. So I think what you have indicated, I think it's Honorable Fox who said, they said they were on leave.
Yes.
But now they give other reasons, which is not the real reason why they can't spend. So I think I fully agree we should capture it. It's important, Honorable Swart. You see, this thing that municipalities, public works doesn't pay. Departments don't pay municipalities. And municipalities end up being bankrupt when they provided services to the departments and the departments are not paying for that service. It's a huge problem. And we can't just ignore it. Honorable Fox?
Jefferson, you know, in view of our discussions in this last point, I think it is reflected in our discussions and deliberations earlier on and in our engagement that the small and business, and it's been highlighted again now, unemployment is a major priority to address. You know, it's one of the government's major priorities. And therefore we don't want to see departments exacerbating the situation. And I think somewhere in the report prior to that, we need to make the statement of the priorities of the government of both poverty, unemployment, job creation, economic growth should be, departments should ensure that none of their delays are contributing to this, or, you know, put it in a positive spin. So if you put it in the report here, you're later able to draw the finding or the recommendation with departments like public works, contributed to that problem, but I'm sure they're not the only ones who've contributed to the problem with the delays in payment. So it may be useful for us to put a positive issue, a statement in the report, followed up by a finding or a recommendation. Because the other point is that government has got a commitment, either a resolution or commitment, that in respect of small businesses, they'll pay 30 days on invoice. And they're not doing that. And that is why a number of them are going under, and I'm talking of more the micro small, you know, the ones that are quite small.
Thanks, honourable member. I'm not going to take this opportunity for us to go for the adoption, so that after the adoption, if there are other issues that you want to raise, you can raise. Honourable, Swart, before you arrived, I think your colleague will brief you about the report and the debate.
If my wife doesn't mind
me
cheating on
that tonight, then I'll Oh, Mr. Fuck. Yes.
You see what he was called Mr. Fuck of the bedroom
He was called Mr. Fuck during the hearing, public hearing. That's why. Yeah. Okay, thanks very much. Let us. Let me present this report like we have discussed the content, the findings, and the recommendations. Can we take it for adoption so that it can go to the House for a report? Any proposal? Not the head. I can see, hey. Honorable Shmiyama?
Yeah, I propose to be to adopt, obviously, this being necessary amendment. And that some mechanism that the co-chair and the check one code.
Okay, Honorable Robinson? And thankful that we have engaged that much. You know, it's becoming more and more interesting. More and more interesting. The way we deal with these issues, the more we realize that the departments have been misleading us. The more we realize they've been misleading us and our engagement. You know, I'm very happy with the way we engage. And I also want to indicate that I was impressed. I was not there at the hearing on Tuesday. But I was impressed with the high level of engagement that you had with those departments. That is why communications had to completely change colors during the hearing, just like a chameleon. Tell you this information, change from it, go to this one. It's because you were really prepared for that hearing. And I'm very happy. Because now, next time, they will know that they can't just come, give you slides, and then you smile. They will know that they must be sure of the story that they are telling you. Yeah. Thanks very much for that level of engagement. Honorable Swa?
Chair, I unfortunately couldn't attend the meeting on Tuesday. You know, my plan was due to leave to 7 o'clock or something like that. I arrived at 4 o'clock. But a general observation.
But on my.
I just read the slide presentation by the department. And I looked at this and I said to myself, gee, I just hope that they, I couldn't attend the meetings, but I just hope that it wasn't accepted because there's nothing in there.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased to hear that.
And to show that the committee engaged in depth. You know, Honorable Mashego had to immediately, as soon as it was clear that you were not around, she immediately had to take over your responsibility, go through the documents, and start engaging with the department. And she did a wonderful job, you know. She did a wonderful job. So, and even other members who had to assist him, it was very wonderful. So it was not that space that you created could quickly be closed. And this is what we want in teamwork. Mm-hmm. Honorable Pap.
Chairperson, I think it's important for us to recognize members of the House from other committees who have enabled us to pass this report, which is the Finance Committee, Comrade Arthur Maloto, senior member of the Finance Committee, Comrade Aaron and Zumi, and also Comrade Beatrice and Corvo. I don't know which committee you're from. I know it's Health is one of them. Oh, Science and Technology. So that, you know, we wouldn't have been able to pass this report. And I think we appreciate your time, Comrade, you know, coming here today. Thank you.
Sorry, I had my hand up, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh yes, earlier on.
Yeah, I, if I'm out of order, do excuse me. But I have a concern after having read on capacity constraints that I actually listened to one of the departments saying that it is not going to open any vacancies despite the fact that they were needing 3,000 plus because it has used up all its budget.
It's
one of the provinces' health department. It has used up all its budget. And I was saying, all its budget, and we are just only in July.
Thank you. Honorable Muloto, Honorable Guni, Honorable Ngobo, it was an oversight on my part. We really appreciate your presence in this meeting and your assistance. You know, we are, you know, as committees of parliament, we are partners in oversight. Yes, as we do oversight functions, we are big partners, and like that's why what she's raising. You know, we always welcome information from other committees. We do engage. We check. He came earlier on with something that would have shocked you if you were part of the meeting. It would have shocked you that the committee was, the department was here, communications, they gave us something, and what the real issue is, what is under the table. They tried to hide it, but smoke came up, and they couldn't, you know, stop the smoke. It's just unfortunate the way the departments take advantage of Parliament. Very unfortunate. But fortunately, members engaged, and it even became worse that they had to cast aspersions on the Office of the Auditor General about what they as a department did not do. But now starting to blame the Auditor General and putting, you know, a lot of wrong labels on the Office of the Auditor General when they know they haven't done their work. So these are some of the things that we engage with in this committee. But thanks very much for having been part of us. No, we have to attend those meetings. Yeah. So.